Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very wonderful, delightful day to you today on this amazing day. I'm wishing you well. I am Lisa Giroux sharing intuitive insights today. And I'm so excited for the new teaching that I'm going to be coaching this fall. I hope you'll be a part of it. It's a 24-week course, developing our spiritual gifts, developing our human gifts, really developing our mastery of this life. So it's definitely been a while since I've been here with you live. I've been doing a lot of coaching through the a lot of coaching calls, this summer. I'm teaching live on Wednesday nights, and you can follow me on Facebook, Reiki with Lisa, all one word, if you want to find out the number for the call, or you can email me at lisa@lisagiroux.com and get on the email list. So as we begin today, let's just come to center and ask for an energy upgrade. Big deep breath in. Engage that powerful pelvic point, tooth to tongue, tongue to tooth, and complete the circuit. As we come to the point of the human aspect, the spiritual aspect, the God force, we're creating a triumvirate of power here and now. Being in the universe, connected to the universe, moving through the universe, all the way down to the core of Mother Earth, we surrender and release and let go of all of our fear. Breathing it back in as power into our heart space, loving ourselves just as we are. We send that out now to the cosmos. See our higher self smiling down upon our human self. We come back to the heart, loving ourselves even more, just as we are here and now, imagining something greater for ourselves, letting go of that fear down to the core of the earth, where we see ourselves connected, directed, protected, effective in all that we choose to do today, all that we will do today. All right, come back to center. Excuse me. I have a little frog in my throat. There must be something I need to say today. I'm very grateful that we are connecting today, here and now. I am delighted that we are able to be here together. And the amount of, or really the lack of connection that we are experiencing in this time and space is causing, wreaking havoc on our life. And we want to be able to have a greater connection to not just others in our life, because it increases our satisfaction, but our connection to ourself is so very important in clearing the energetic channels and creating this sense of peace of mind and well-being, which is the number one thing that we want. We are seeing this connection in all that we're doing as we are ramping up. Sorry, a little distracted there. Playing with the new studio. It looks like they've changed some things. So I was disconnected there, and now I'm coming back to connection, and we're just going to roll with it and assume that I am recording. It looks like I am. So the only way that we can come to connection is, and release fear, is to be fully present awake and aware here and now. It is the greatest gift that we give ourselves, this journey going in, and this is going to be the new teaching in the fall, these technologies and tools that we're using for navigating the journey within. And it is so important to have a practice each and every day. This morning I was very excited to get out on the porch this morning and do yoga. That is such an immediate form of connection. And it is how we are expanding the inner realm. You know, when we first begin this work, there's that tiny shift in perception. Something occurs, and we have to be awake and aware. Generally, for most of us, that comes through, usually with a form of, you know, it could be crisis, a drama, something horrible could happen, God forbid, that gets our attention, that causes us to be here now. Many of us are thrill seekers because it gives us that awake awareness that we are alive. And I'm saying that you don't have to jump off the cliff, bungee jump. You can certainly do those things for fun. But through our presence practice, it is the gift. It is the present to be present. And the gift from Source through that we receive through our presence practice naturally, automatically begins to heighten and strengthen our intuition. We are all gifted with intuition, but we may not choose to use it. And our desire to enhance our intuition is natural as we have this longing that awakens the spiritual aspect of ourselves. So in being in full-time presence is that part of us that is maneuvering through the humanness, moving through time and space, with one foot anchored or one root anchored in presence, so that we have a greater understanding and awareness of everything around us. Let's take a breath here. Engage that powerful pelvic point. Drop the awareness into the belly and just kind of tap that place that is your solar plexus, the will center, the vagus nerve, awakening that. This is the inner and the outer meeting place in space, our seven chakra system, and we're going to be going in depth in the new teaching this fall, beginning September 9th, on the chakra systems and how they work for us and how to open them up, how to move through them each and every day, keeping them clear, and reconnecting them if we've had a chakra blowout, so to speak. I do believe that we can reconnect with them. I do believe, and through my own journey and my own practice, I am allowing that to unfold, the teaching for that as well. Because my own journey to this moment in time has been filled with twists and turns and ups and downs and, you know, marked with drug addiction and depression and, all the things that many of us experience. I do believe that each of us has some sort of holic, that we are, you know, a workaholic, a drugaholic, a drinkaholic, a foodaholic, a relationshipaholic. It's a thing that causes us to be distracted and really be deceived by those shiny things, or not so shiny things, those dark aspects of ourselves, the shadow, that keep us from being here now. We can also call those exits. You know, I used to get to a certain level in my sobriety, and I'd be so excited, woohoo, 30, 60, 90 days, length, clean and clear. And, you know, I would sabotage myself and, you know, have one heck of a woohoo party. And that would cause me to have to then begin again. But each day we're beginning again. Each moment we're beginning again. Each breath is a beginning, a middle, and an end. And if we are wanting to have a greater experience here and now, learning to navigate those icky, sticky feelings, those things that keep us chasing the tiger's tail, you know, running around in circles and circles and circles, we begin that here and now. And through the here and now, only through the here and now, are we able to begin to affect change in what we are wanting, needing, desiring for ourselves moving forward. Not from a selfish perspective, but from a self-fulfilling perspective. So for me, my greatest challenge continues to be overcoming fear. I think so many of us can relate to that. Fear can keep us trapped and locked in patterns of dissatisfaction, drug addiction, distraction. How do we overcome the fear? That becomes the journey, the return to love. As Marianne Williamson stated so beautifully in her book, that the Course in Miracles teaches us that there are only two aspects, fear and love. And if we are in fear, then we have stepped away from love. And through our awake, aware, present time consciousness, we can return to that place and space that is love. Let's kind of tap this heart chakra now. Move up from the solar plexus. And just imagine loving yourself right here and now. How would that be for you? How would that feel for you? Because it's more important to feel about it than it is to necessarily think about it, isn't it? The ability for us to love ourselves unconditionally, experience unconditional kindness, has to start within. It's this empathy, this compassion that we are wanting to cultivate for ourselves first, because we cannot do it for anyone else. And it all begins the here and the now. Our intuition will expand. Our compassion will expand. Our awareness will expand. And we will be living in an expanded way. So think about that for you. Where are you your body. All of my less than desirable feelings are stuffed into my solar plexus. Many of us have this. And in the, one of the greatest ways that we begin to clear that out so that we can get to the root of it, and it's a continual clearing because we have many, many experiences and quite possibly many lifetimes, I do believe, to where we have stuffed a lot of fear in our energetic field. And then when we come into the human realm, the frequency is may still be there. And it always begins with our breath work, our awake, aware breath, and the desire to clear. You know, and you can go back and listen to the Clearing the Clutter teachings. Those were very powerful. We believe in this whole, H-O-L-E, but there is no whole in wholeness. W-H-O-L-E-N-E-S-S, wholeness. There's no whole in wholeness. But what we do is we try and stuff this imaginary whole, this perceived defect in our character or in our life with all of those things that keep it distracted. And then we come to a point, ideally, where we realize there's not enough ring-dings, ding-dongs, ho-hos, junk from, you know, garage sales or any other kind of thing that we're grabbing to stuff into this hole to make us feel better. You know, I have a, you know, I love to shop, and that is where I am, you know, witnessing that I use shopping for my little hit. Since I can't take the drugs or alcohol anymore. But the holic still lives. You know, it's kind of making peace with this holic and then coming to awake awareness and doing something differently. First of all, we manage our physical landscape. Are we hungry, anxious, angry, lonely, longing, tired, or thirsty? Taking care of the physical aspect of us. Rhythmic breath, rhythmic movements, super hydration before we make any choices in the day. We start with our spiritual practice. First thing in the morning, feet flat on the floor, 90 seconds, because that's what it takes for the universe to begin to shift for our behalf, on our behalf. And then we begin with dehydration, work gratitude practice, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are moving into then the hydration period where we are seeing, knowing, believing in our connection to all that is, all that was, all that ever will be, and feeling good about that, feeling confident and competent, directed, effective. Many of us that suffer from the perception of ADD, bad brain behavior, I like to call it, as we're moving towards better brain behavior, you know, the stillness practice begins to work for our benefit, helping us to move from the relaxation response. We're not triggering and firing nearly as quickly with that, with those little things that cause us to have anxiety, perceived anxiety. When we have greater relaxation, we have greater connection, direction, protection. We're more effective, and we can get to the point within us where we are divinely connected, direct, protected, effective. Today, as I was moving through my energetic workout in the morning, moving beyond my fear and pessimism and lack of direction, shifting my perception, you know, getting beyond the human aspect of myself into the divine aspect of myself, which is my daily quest. It really allows us to be strengthened so that we can maneuver beautifully. One moment at a time throughout today. And that's really what it's all about. Because we're here to maneuver our physical realm so that we can be dancing in the spiritual realm, the higher self, the higher consciousness, the God force. It's very simple, but it's not always easy. As we continue to maneuver from this place in this space, our intuition, our knowingness, our ability to have greater insight into what is better for us, releasing all those things that may not have been the best for us, forgive ourselves, love ourselves, and move forward. That all begins to expand. But presence is key. Presence is key. Take time to be still, be silent, be here today. Not there. Not wishing for the next buzz, but really here. I expanded my awareness today, certainly through my movement practice this morning, my breath work and movement practice, thank you. And then for a great way to practice this, and the more we practice, the greater our proficiency becomes. But having breakfast this morning, I was preparing breakfast. I was stirring the veg and only stirring the veg. And then only putting veg on the plate and then only cooking the egg and then only taking one biteful into my mouth. Feeling all the different textures and flavors, chewing with awareness. It's painful. You know, I wanted to be, you know, doing everything else, including hoeing in my food. Chewing repeatedly. Swallowing, only swallowing. Offering gratitude for that energy that was now in my body. Having the break before I picked up the fork and was only loading the fork and then only bringing the fork to mouth and then only putting fork in mouth and then chewing, only chewing, and then swallowing and being grateful for the energy and then pausing to feel that energy. Feel my pancreas and my gallbladder and my stomach, all of those wonderful aspects of the digestive process in harmony and doing exactly what needed to be done, and then begin again. Try that with your next meal. What being fully present allows us is that contentment with the moment at hand, which is the only moment where we have the power to affect any change moving forward. That's why a stillness meditative practice is key, because it allows us to flex that distracted muscle of the mind, the small mind, and begin to strengthen our present time consciousness, to strengthen our awake awareness, to strengthen our relaxation response so that we are more content as we pursue our happiness. We are really ourselves then, and we're learning to love ourselves just as we are. Not how others expect us to be, not how we used to be. Becoming, willing to become who we can. The next incarnation of our human self, driven by our intuitive instincts, our insights become greater and greater. We see with different eyes. See with the grand eye through the eyes looking within and beginning to unfold and unfurl and unwind to the light. Filled with bliss and joy and gratitude and peace of mind and wellness. Being well begins within. Being well is a state of mind as well as a state of body. And that's what I'm wishing for each of us today. That's what I'm believing and feeling today, so that I can know for sure the next step by being fully present now. It's a practice. Be kind to yourself. Drink lots of water. Breathe deeply. Be grateful. Love yourself just as you are so that we can love others just as they are and hold a better vision for one and all. We will get to peace on earth through peace of mind. I know it. I want to thank you for your time today. I'm looking so forward to our coaching program this fall. Namaste.